it's funny to me that I hear people saying, oh, who would have thought this would have happened? And I thought, well, people in public health and epidemiologists thought this would happen. We've been saying it for years. It's just nobody chose to listen. So to be part of it and to actually have it going on is a really interesting experience. It's stressful because you have this job to do, and I'm like living coronavirus every single day, like morning, noon, and night. And there's the normal stress of starting a new job and being in this really fast-paced environment, but then also, just like everybody else, trying to deal with a pandemic and think, oh my gosh, what if I'm exposed when I'm, you know, somewhere and I bring that home to my family? And so there's that stress as well. But I guess I just try to focus on the work and not think too much about what could happen. And hopefully something like that doesn't happen. But, you know, so I feel like there's kind of, I have these moments where it really hits me, but I don't think it's really reshaped. I mean, I kind of always, it's just interesting to, you know, for 10 years to know that this could happen and to be part of planning for it, but then to actually, for it to happen, it's a whole new experience and things never go the way you think they will. You know, we can plan all we want, but it's been inspiring to see how the health department's been able to adapt and really just make things happen on the fly. And that's been pretty inspiring to see all the work that they've been able to do. So I guess, you know, you can plan all you want, but really, you know, you don't know what it's going to be like until you're actually in the situation, and you just kind of have to adapt and change as it goes.